Good morning, Gdansk.
Good morning, Gdansk. It is 6 past 11, and of course you are still here with Evelina Potocka.
I Chris Farman, a jesteśmy oczywiście, bo jest soboteczka.
Dokładnie, and we are still in that Christmassy mood.
Coraz bardziej Christmassy mood. Napięcie coraz bardziej rośnie. Wczoraj odwiedził nas święty Mikołaj, absolutnie fantastyczny Santa.
Oh. Amazing.
We already miss him.
We do indeed, but of course we'll be seeing him, what, in 17 days?
Właśnie, odwiedzić nas ponownie. Teraz ma chwilę oddechu, może trochę popić mleczka i ciasteczek więcej zjeść, ale później 24 znowu do roboty. Nie ma lekko.
And of course, if you weren't listening yesterday, well, you should have been. Simple as that.
Na pewno słuchaliście, ponieważ absolutnie pobiliście wszelkie rekordy, jeśli chodzi o Letters to the Santa. Wow.
It was incredible.
Ale absolutely. Bardzo doceniamy też fakt, że wielu z Was przyznało się, że nie zawsze udawało się być najlepszym, najlepszą, ale staram się, I do my best, and that's the thing we appreciate.
Yes, indeed. But of course, in the last hour, we were talking about Christmas trees, guys. Christmas trees. It is the 7th of December. Time is coming up to Christmas. I know the whole Polish tradition is to put it up on the 24th, but... Come on.
Któż by czekał do 24?
How can you wait so long? It's impossible. And I guarantee there are some of you already with your Christmas tree up. So what we want to do is we want to see your Christmas trees.
Pochwalcie się swoimi choinkami już przyozdobionymi. Z pewnością wysyłajcie do nas zdjęcia 603-06-06-06. No ale właśnie, pytamy Was, we ask you, if it's... To już jest czas na choinkę? Czy jeszcze chwilę jednak się powstrzymacie? To jest pierwsza kwestia. A druga, real one? Czy jednak sztuczna choinka, tak? Już żeśmy o tym trochę dyskutowali. Wszystko ma swoje plusy i minusy. Kwestie środowiska wchodzą w grę. Kwestie atmosfery też w domu. No właśnie, prawdziwa, sztuczna. Teraz czy jeszcze chwilę?
I'm 100% fake, I think. I'm sorry, but I just don't see... The amazing part of the real Christmas tree. I don't get the smell or anything like this.
Musisz sobie wysmarkaj nos.
Może być. 603-06-06-06. Send us in those pictures of your Christmas tree. And real or fake? That is the question we're asking.
That's long and white.
Santa's got a beard that's long and white.
Who comes round on special night?
Santa comes round on special night.
Special night, beard that's white.
Must be Santa. Must be Santa. Must be Santa. Santa Claus.
Who wears boots and suit of red?
Santa wears boots and suit of red.
Who wears a long cap on his head?
Santa wears a long cap on his head.
Cap on head, suit of red. Special night, beard that's white.
Cherry nose. Santa's got a big red cherry nose.
Who laughs this way? Ho, ho, ho.
Santa laughs this way. Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho. Cherry nose. Cap on head. Suit that's red. Special night. Here that's right.
Must be Santa. Must be Santa. Must be Santa. Santa Claus.
Santa Claus.
Bob Dylan.
Święta.
Must be Santa.
Must be Santa.
That's a very upbeat Christmas song.
Tak, bardzo.
I heard that for the first time yesterday, and yeah, it's pretty cool. Really gets you in the mood there. Marek, always real, the smell. I can just imagine Marek at home right now just like, just sniffing like...
Tak. Oh, yeah, podszedł nasz słuchacz do swojego drzewka.
See, I never get this. Everybody talks about the smell of a real Christmas tree. Honestly, I had a real Christmas tree 2 years ago and I didn't really smell a lot, to be honest.
Słuchaj, wiesz, jest takie zjawisko, czasami niektórzy mają na przykład polipy w nosie i przez to mają zaburzony węch, więc może taka sugestia.
The real Christmas tree, let's be honest, okay, so you have to try and get it home. This is a small problem. Then, once you get it home, you find like the bottom of the Christmas tree generally looks very nice. But the top of the Christmas tree, there's just like one twig that sticks in the air for about maybe 5 feet. And it's just plain. It's just boring.
The top of the tree is always reserved for cats. If you have a cat, the cat is
really?
Always at the top of the tree.
Oh, wow.
Nie, no tak naprawdę ci, co mają koty, to wiedzą, że trzeba drzewko bardzo dobrze zabezpieczyć i najlepiej postawić oczywiście wyżej. Natomiast Tomek pisze do nas, obviously the real one.
Yep.
Proszę bardzo.
Sending in us a picture of the Christmas tree, which is actually in Italy right now. So Tomek,
wow,
does this
wow,
mean you're in Italy?
Ja dopiero teraz otworzyłam zdjęcie Tomku i widzę, o co tu chodzi. To jest prawdziwa akcja. Ale ja ci powiem, że to drzewo looks like the background, looks a bit like the church, the cathedral in Bologna. Czy to czasami nie jest w Bolonii?
Really? You figure that out from a wall?
Tak, ona ma taki właśnie specyficzny piaskowy kolor, więc to może rzeczywiście być samo centrum Bolonii. Daj znać, czy mam rację, czy nie.
Oh,
jak
okay,
mam rację, okay. To będę się czuć, jakby wrot to wygrała.
If you have been on our Facebook, Good Morning Gdansk, something has been uploaded this morning. Now, when it comes to Christmas, generally for all mothers out there, and some fathers, it's a hard time, especially in the kitchen. Yeah, so you're, you know, peeling the carrots, you're chopping the vegetables, you're roasting the turkeys, or what do you do with carp? Baking the carp, I guess, you know, the fish?
Smażysz.
Smażysz?
Tak.
Okay, you're doing that to the carp. And and it's very...
Ale karp może być też w galarecie.
Okay.
Galareta. You know galareta?
No idea.
No człowieku, już tyle lat mieszkasz w Polsce.
I never eat
galareta. Galareta to takie żelowe, jak to
okay.
Uziekło
mi. Like roasting, baking, doing
no,
something?
No. Galareta. Zaraz ci powiem. Zaraz ci powiem, co to jest.
Anyway, it's a hard time of year, yes? Especially in the kitchen, especially for the mother. You know, you have the kids around you trying to pick at the food and the mother's getting angry.
Jelly. W jelly.
Jelly?
Tak, to jest galareta.
In the fish?
Tak, ryba w galarecie.
This is... Okay.
Już wiesz, o co chodzi?
I've never tried it either.
But you know what
I've
mean.
I've seen it, yes indeed.
Bardzo smaczne.
I refuse to try
troszeczkę
it,
też właśnie z warzywami, kukurydza, carrot.
Okay.
Pyszna sprawa.
But generally, how
ale robić rybę w galarecie, droga przez mękę, ale czeka mnie to już niebawem. Super.
Evelyn is dribbling right now. I can see like a little bit of dribble coming out the side of your mouth.
It costs a lot of effort. To do this. I don't like to do this, but the result, I always wait for this.
Ah.
Probably I will do this again this year.
Exactly, because in the kitchen, on Christmas, you spend quite a few hours, yes? There's a lot of stress and things like this. But what if I said I can make your life so much easier? So,
zależy.
A company...
Pewnie coś jest tu podchwytliwego.
A company in the UK, which is actually a games company. They sell PlayStations, video games, this kind of stuff. Imagine what they did for Christmas dinner. So for all of those gaming nerds out there who, you know, want to eat something fast so they can get back to their PlayStation, they've decided to put Christmas dinner in a tin. Yes, indeed. Your full Christmas dinner is in a tin. You can check this out on our Facebook page. It comes in different layers. Top layer, scrambled egg and bacon, so you have breakfast. Next layer, 2 mince pies, so you have dessert. Next, turkey and potatoes, gravy, bread sauce, cranberry sauce, Brussels sprouts with stuffing, roast carrots and parsnips, and last layer, a Christmas pudding.
No.
It looks horrendous. It does look horrendous, but I would love to try this. And actually, they are selling this product. They were selling this product. I'm not too sure if they are. They could possibly be doing it this year as well.
In the short part you just said, there are so many things to discuss. Po pierwsze, że są specjalne dania for those who play games.
Yeah.
Są dla nich specjalnie stworzone dania. Następna sprawa to jest dania świąteczne zamknięte w jednej puszce. Otwierasz puszkę, masz tak naprawdę wieżyczkę stworzoną z różnych dań. Hello.
I wonder if people sit down to dinner. Can you imagine your mum serving you this on a plate, just a tin of
To by była disaster. To by był koniec świata. To naprawdę bym uwierzyła, że something's wrong with my mom and something happened. What's this?
This is a typical single man's Christmas dinner, I believe. You know, like, for example, if I invite you around to my house, this is what you'd be served.
Dlatego nie przyjdę.
100%.
I will never
come to my house, no?
Yeah.
Terrible.
Przynajmniej podczas świąt.
603-060606. Send us in those Christmas trees. Real or fake? This is the question. We'll be right back. Raphael sending us in a rather sexy selfie of him in his AC/DC t-shirt there.
Thunderstruck!
I wonder if he's got a Michael Bublé t-shirt
already.
Ja mogę
jechać teraz z AC/DC. Bardzo byłoby dobrze, ale remember, be careful when it comes to Thunderstruck and Christmas tree. O, niebezpieczna sytuacja. Drzewko może się zapalić, ale tego nie chcemy. Rafał, pozdrawiamy cię. Zawodowa koszulka. Świetnie.
Tomek actually is in Italy right now. You were close. You were close.
Czyli miliona nie wygrałam, ale pół... bardziej.
Next tomorrow.
Adria, tak się nazywa to miasto, a jutro Verona. Verona, Tomku, wspaniałe miasto.
Tomek listening from Italy, people. Good morning, Gdańsk is worldwide or European wide at the moment. We are gonna conquer the world one day.
Tomku, pozdrów serdecznie Veronę. Mam same cudowne wspomnienia z tym miastem. Uwielbiam.
Wow. And now the Christmas market in Gdańsk. You still have not been, Evelina?
Nie, ale może dziś nastąpi.
I don't understand why. But the Christmas market this year, I have to say, is looking phenomenal. Let's be honest, it is a bit better than last year. It's much bigger this year. And the food is just... Wow, there's so much food. Like, there is lots of food.
Wszędzie jest jedzenie, mam ostatnio wrażenie. Recently I have the impression that food is everywhere.
Pretty much, you know...
Otacza mnie wszędzie jedzenie.
Honestly, do you know how much
które muszę jeść.
I've eaten so much cake in the last 2 days, it's incredible.
Daj spokój, nawet mi nie mów.
It's not good, it's not good. But then it's like, hey, it's Christmas. It's cold outside. Put on those few extra pounds to stay warm, maybe?
Nie chcę extra poundsów.
We just need to do some kind of campaign
extra poundsów.
To tell people or to show people that actually being a little bit chubby is more attractive than having a six-pack.
Tak, ja tak uważam.
We need to create this kind of campaign. That is what I believe. 603-06-06-06. We've got a few photos of Christmas trees, but I think we can
do
better.
Będziemy wam dozować, otóż to.
We can do better, for sure.
Beata ma ciekawe spostrzeżenie, jeśli chodzi o Christmas tree, czyli raczej wybierają te brzydkie, te koszmarkowe. Okay.
A little bit of a strange Christmas tree, but why not? Why not? Generally, I do have a story about this. I'm not sure it's right for Radio Gdansk. Maybe I'll talk about it later. Who knows?
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I am telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Making a list, he's checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping, and he knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good, so be good. For goodness sake, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I am telling you why. 'Cause Santa Claus is coming to town. You better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming, I'm in the big fat man with the long white beard. He's coming to town.
Good morning, Gdansk. It's 11:30 and here's What's On with Adam Gashevsky.
Radio Gdansk, English service.
Good morning. Here's some highlights of what's going on this weekend in the Tri-City. First up today, the world premiere of Peter Pan in the latest 3D technology on the big stage of the Music Theatre in Gdynia is happening this weekend. The libretto was written in the year 2000 by the outstanding Polish satirist Jeremy Przybora, while the music for Janusz Józefowicz's production was prepared by the musician and composer Janusz Stokosa, the author of music for many films and performances, including the musical Metro, for which he was nominated a Tony Broadway Award. The director of Gdynia's Piotr Pan will be Janusz Józefowicz, actor, director and choreographer, director of the Studio Buffo Theatre in Warsaw, originator and director of the famous musical Metro. Peter Pan will introduce the youngest viewers to the magical world of fairy tales and exciting events that, thanks to the use of the latest 3D technology, will literally bring the world to your fingertips. Viewers will be participants of a unique game combining the world of imagination with the amazing possibilities of modern technology. In this great adventure, we will face sinister pirates, warm ourselves in a circle of Indian bonfires, and discover new lands. There are many cold water swimming groups in the three cities to choose from if you fancy taking a dip in the bracing waters of the Baltic this weekend. Whether you're a first-timer or a veteran of the Morsovania, you'll be welcome at any of the clubs. This week, we recommend Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Clipper Tavern in Yelitkovo, where you'll be warming up with the group before you head into the water for a bracing dip. And finally, the Family Orienteering Park Games is happening this Sunday between 9:30 a.m. and 2 p.m. at the 3rd Liceum Ogólnokształcące on Topolowa Street in Wrzeszcz. If you like walking with a map or running outdoors, it's a great opportunity to discover some new locations in the Tri-City Parks, in selected districts and in the surrounding forests. These events are for the whole family, from the smallest infants to grandparents. For those who prefer competition or practice, orienteering more professionally, we recommend the runner route. This route is designed as a classic orienteering route, and we hope to encourage many people to practice the sport. All details of these events and more can be found on the Radio Gdańsk website.
Good morning, Gdańsk!
Pamiętam, jak w wieku 5 lat, a mieszkałam wtedy w Detroit, Santa przyniósł nam prezenty. W momencie jego wizyty rodzice wysłali mnie po coś do kuchni. Żadne prezenty mnie jednak nie interesowały. Dramatem było to, że go nie widziałam. To było ponad 50 lat temu, ale nigdy Mikołajowi tego nie zapomnę. Pamiętliwa Emilia.
And this is the thing actually, what do parents go to get their children out of the room? Because in Poland, Christmas Eve, or sorry, Christmas Day in Poland, you're meant to go and look for the first star, yes? Once the first star comes out, already the presents are under the tree.
Magia.
Yeah, so it's like Santa has arrived in that space of time of you looking out the window to him delivering it under the tree. But what do parents go to kind of get rid of their children? I remember when I was a child, I used to be kind of waking up about 3 o'clock in the morning, creeping downstairs, opening up the living room door to see if Santa had been yet, you know, to see if the presents were there yet. And generally, 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock, they would be. Straight away, go wake up my sister, parents. Yeah, come on, guys. 4 o'clock in the morning, let's go open presents. It used to be like that. But no, these parents, like, you know, sending the kid to the kitchen.
Tak jest. I remember a situation, but it was from the Easter. To była sytuacja wielkanocna. Mm-hmm. I really believed that the Easter bunny exists. And he brings
really?
Presents.
That's the most unbelievable character there is
ale
in the
jeszcze,
whole year.
Jeszcze gorzej. My wish was to have a washing machine for children. Taka mała praleczka, gdzie można było wkładać ubrania dla lalek i nawet można było wlewać wodę, to było na baterię i to się kręciło. To więc,
I'm shaking my head.
Tak było. And I saw, widziałam, my father, when he was carrying this little washing machine and putting it in the wardrobe, tak, chował gdzieś tam w szafie, you know, to put it in a mystery.
To hide it, yeah.
And I was so sure that this is the Easter Bunny. Nie wiem, jak to się w mojej głowie ułożyło, ale widziałam mojego tatę, który gdzieś tam przemyka właśnie z tą pralką, ale byłam przekonana, że on w tym momencie jest właśnie tym zajączkiem wielkanocnym.
Can I ask you something?
Nie wiem.
When do you ever see an Easter Bunny with hands? How would an Easter bunny carry anything?
I was 5 years old and that was at the time, czyli to było 89, w 89. Doskonale pamiętam, w kwietniu 89.
Sometimes I wonder if I really know who you are. Like sometimes,
no,
I do question
widzisz,
myself,
widzisz,
like,
wydaje ci się.
Do I know her? It's a strange situation.
Yeah, we tend to think the same with Chris, but sometimes I can still surprise
him. Exactly. Now earlier we were talking about Christmas bonus or Christmas party. Now, these days, some of the companies out there, I'm sure some of you guys work for some of these companies, they're a little bit tight when it comes to Christmas. They go in the Grinchy style of things like, okay, 1 hour lunch break, let's have a few things to eat, a drink, only one drink because you have to go back to work. And then that's your Christmas party, which is relatively boring and maybe you believe you deserve more. However, if you have a choice between the Christmas bonus and the Christmas party.
Can we have both? Christmas bonus and Christmas party?
No, you cannot. Only in fantastic companies, of course. But if you had to choose, which one would you do? Because obviously the Christmas bonus, okay, fantastic. Extra money. However, this means you're quite an unsociable person and you care more about the money than the socializing and having fun with your colleagues.
No cóż.
Or of course you have the Christmas party where you have a fantastic time, a time to remember, hopefully. And actually some of these Christmas parties, the boss doesn't even turn up because they don't want to put that pressure on their colleagues, like on their employees. Like they want their colleagues or employees to have fun. Whereas if the boss is there, you always have to kind of be careful about your behavior. You know, when some people get drunk, they kind of get a little bit
tak, puszczają hamulce, wiadomo jak to jest. No różne są kultury korporacyjne i nie tylko, także to zależy. Niektórzy naprawdę organizują niesamowicie bogate Christmas party w wielkich salach z fantastycznym jedzeniem, z obsługą, z koncertami. Inni wolą bardziej kameralne spotkania. Zależy,
exactly.
Zależy. Ale co byście wybrali? Czy jednak jakiś prezent taki od firmy w konkretnej postaci, czytaj, pieniężnej, tudzież jednak impreza świąteczna.
What would you go for?
No ja jestem, you know.
You're the bonus, yes?
Yeah,
you are the bonus.
Człowiek bonus.
Unbelievable. But yes, let
and
us know.
And you?
I No, you know what? I am putting my foot down. I would go for the Christmas party. It's going to be a great time of year. You get to socialise with all your work colleagues and fun stuff like this. And the great thing about it is when you go back to work after New Year, you have lots of gossip. You have loads of gossip. Oh, you know, did you see Basha, how drunk she got at a party? You know, did you see what she did? You know, you have...
Co, nawet nie zareagowała, no? A tak ją oczerniasz.
This is a great thing. The gossip is worth more than money.
For once in your life, make it matter. For once in your life, let it be. Why don't you hand it all over and sing it out loudly with me? Soon we will all be forgotten, but while we're all still here on earth, sing about love and forget about loss and shout for whatever you're worth. Spread the word. Doesn't everyone hurt? Do you remember the good old days when all the children would cheer? Well, the times are right, my friends. Santa's nearly here. Christmas time, Christmas time. Get together, and Dad, he provides what he can. They've been saving up forever and ever and ever just to do it all over again. Got me dreaming of home, fills my heart full of hope. Do you remember the good old days when all
that was Robbie Williams, Time for a Change. And for those people that don't already know, Robbie Williams has brought out a whole new Christmas album this year, which is absolutely fantastic.
And Chris got probably paid for every sentence about Robbie Williams that he says.
Seriously.
On air.
So basically this year he created an album, completely different Christmas songs. And actually this one, Time for Change, is, if you watch a music video, it's featuring his wife and his dog, and it's just so good. Don't you feel it? It's a time for cheer, time for change.
W taki sposób, że ja czuję to.
It's honestly, I think it is going to be Christmas number one.
You think the song, but I might like better the Beth Sharon song.
Yeah.
The Tyson Fury. Okay. Bardziej mi się podobała tamta piosenka.
It was pretty good. It is good.
Ale
I do
numerek
like it.
Jeden, jesteśmy umówieni co do tego. I tak jest Driving Home for Christmas.
Yes. I know, you can't beat it. But then, the question is like, driving home for Christmas or Wham! Last Christmas?
Ah,
it's such a competition. I don't know. It's so difficult.
Tak trudne wybory, it tak really wielkie is. Problemy. Zostawmy to na razie.
That is the question actually. Like, look, what is the favorite Christmas song?
Okay, let's do a survey. Tak?
Dokładnie.
Zapraszamy na naszego Facebooka, będziecie głosować, która piosenka świąteczna jest numerem jeden. A jeszcze Kasia do nas się odezwała i napisała, że tradycja domowa, takie przygotowania, wszystko przed 24 grudnia, a 24 to już jest świąteczny dzień i dzień po to, by przyozdobić drzewko, a także dom i oczywiście table, czyli stół, ogród, no i czekanie 24 na wizytę świętego Mikołaja. Czyli 24 to już jest ten dzień na dekorowanie, na delektowanie się, już posprzątane kurze, sprzątnięte wszystko.
I still believe it's a little bit too late.
No
those Christmas trees should be up by now. However, Alicia has just texted us to tell us about what they do in their company for Christmas, whether it is the bonus or the Christmas party.
No.
This year, they decided they would use their budget for a Christmas Eve meeting differently. A ferry trip to Sweden, sightseeing on your own and having a great time. And actually, the same amount would have been spent in a bar.
No i co? Know?
So yeah,
bardzo mi się podoba
bar
ten pomysł.
Or ferry trip to Sweden. Come on,
świetna
it's a no-brainer.
Sprawa, ale taka jest prawda, bo te świąteczne spotkania wcale nie są takie tanie. Firmy na to wydają niemałe pieniądze, ale proszę bardzo, to jest rejs promem do Szwecji.
Actually, question is, Alicia, was this your idea? Is she the HR person in the company? Because generally it's the HR person, is it, that kind of organizes
tak,
it.
Ale jest też coś takiego w firmach często jak people partner.
A people partner?
Tak, też jest takie stanowisko. Odpowiedzialny właśnie za tego typu sprawy.
A people partner. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a new title, yes?
Okay. No. In my previous company, we used to have a people partner.
Are you kidding me?
No, you're seriously.
And this is what? Just a glorified HR person?
Yes? No, it was about all those actions, events, okay. Dedicated to employees. Was the people partner's task.
This sounds like what you'd have in primary school. You know when you're a good kid and you're the hall monitor? You know, like you monitor the hall and you have the sash, like I'm the hall monitor. Kind of sounds similar.
Było u nas, tak. Okay. Ale to u nas się nazywało dyżurny. No, bardziej.
Imagine,
a gdy ktoś się bił na korytarzu, to zaraz kabelek i do pani. Proszę panią, on się bijał.
People partner. Oh, man. And this is another thing, yeah? These days, the titles get more and more ridiculous. Like, you know, you have sales ninja or...
Tak,
you know.
A ninja to już chyba jako zawód jest usankcjonowane nawet w branży reklamowo-marketingowej. Ninja, tak w ogłoszeniach szukają nini.
Do you know what I want to see on somebody's office door? Sales unicorn. I would love to see that. You know, it's all of these startup companies now. It's come into like an American situation where they bring in all these strange names. Like, you know, you get emails from people who are like, their title at the bottom and their footer will be like the brains behind the operation or something like this. Like some really stupid thing which probably took about 30 minutes to think up.
Mm.
But I don't know, does it sound good or does it sound bad?
Well,
I'm not too sure.
You could be my unicorn, Krzysiu. Jesteś takim unicornikiem małym.
No, just
nie?
No.
Nie jesteś?
No. Nie.
No to temat ciach. We got the power to be loving each other no matter what happens. We got the power to do that. Well, now the proof world has seen me, okay? We got the power to be ringing the great bell out there above us. We got the power for that. We got the power to do that. And we dream of home, I dream of life out of here. The dreams are small, my dreams don't know fear. I got my heart full of hope, I will change everything, no matter what. Told how impossible it seems. We stood up before and we'll do it again. We're indestructible, even when we're tired. And we've been here before, just you and I. Don't try to rescue me, I need to be rescued. We got the power to be loving each other, no matter what happens. We have the power to do that. Well, now the proof world has seen me. We got the power to be ringing the great bell out there above us. Okej, okay, Chris, to proszę, żebyś teraz przeczytał. We can, no?
Ah, we can, oh, really, you want to make me say this? Mm-hmm. We can also call this person a Kaowicz? Is that anywhere
Kaowiec.
Close? Kaowiec, Kaowiec.
Prawie bardzo dobrze. Wyjaśnij Chrisowi, co to jest. Dostałam takie polecenie od jednego ze słuchaczy. So Chris, this is basically a people partner.
A people partner. I've never
taki
heard...
animator czasu wolnego, dziś byś powiedział, w dawnych czasach, kiedy w poprzedniej epoce, in the previous times, yep. We used to have very big companies, national companies, and they organized a lot of excursions for their employees, and during this excursion or vacation, there was also one person in charge of good mood, możemy powiedzieć, tak, która dbała o dobry nastrój, okay. Zatrudnionych, wypoczywających, czyli można było wspólnie na przykład pójść na grzybobranie, nie, albo na przykład dancing wieczorkiem.
Oh my word.
Także to
okay. I can just imagine the people person is the guy that walks into the office, you know, high-fiving everybody, like, yo, I'm the people person, what's going on? This is what I can imagine a people person would be.
Okay, in my last company, the people person was completely antisocial.
Okay.
Yes, that's it.
Oh, wow. Joanna has just sent us in a really cute picture of her small little baby. Hello, it's my first birthday.
A co to za słodkie małe coś sobie leży.
Let's be honest, he's cute right now while he's sleeping. Yeah?
Tak, ja też myślę, że to chłopiec.
Wait until he wakes up. It's going to be a completely different story.
No, obdarzy mamu nie uśmiechem i wdzięcznością. No co ty?
Do you ever see that though? You know, when you see a child and it's like, oh, they're so cute. And it's like, if you're the mother, you're like, yeah, he's cute for about 30 minutes. Wait until later. Generally, this is the thing about babies. They're cute for a small period of time and then completely different story.
Oj tam. Jak ma na imię to małe cudo, Joanna? No koniecznie napisz do nas, a ja tylko wyjaśnię, że Joanna wysłała zdjęcie swojego chyba małego synka, który jeszcze śpi.
Anyway, we're still here after 12 o'clock, only on DAB, so get yourself to our Facebook page, Good Morning Gdańsk, click on the link at the top.
We want to see your choinkas, wysyłajcie koniecznie.
Dokładnie, 603 06 06 06.